Efforts have been underway this morning to end a blockade at a hotel in County Clare being used to accommodate asylum seekers. The protest at the Magowna House Hotel at Inch, 8 kilometres from Ennis, is over the housing of international protection applicants at the complex. This morning, Integration Minister Roderick O'Gorman held an online meeting with local TDs and senators. A spokesperson said afterwards Mr O'Gorman had listened to the concerns they raised and he would continue to work for a solution. Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe was among those attending. Attending that meeting, he told me what they'd heard from Minister O'Gorman.
He very much accepted that communications have been quite flawed to date, certainly in terms of engagement with the community, the elected representatives and the county council. I asked him would he meet with residents. He said he would give positive consideration to it and hopefully now an arrangement can be made for that to happen very quickly. He said he wouldn't be for a big public meeting, but certainly the possibility of a delegation could certainly be looked at. And I think we have to seize that now and organise that very, very quickly. He very much made it clear that there's a national crisis and that accommodation has to be found somewhere. He accepted that there are limitations to the facility. He said that for now, it's very much limited by a fire cert issue, which limits the number who can be accommodated there. But that issue, he believes, can be overcome within a fortnight period.
So the contract then to provide accommodation for international protection applicants at the hotel, that will remain in place?
Yes, there was no indication given to us that the contract would be terminated or rescinded. We got a briefing note last Wednesday, which was shockingly late in the day to be giving us information. I mean, we as in public representatives, that it was a 12-month contract. Local residents are aware of that, and following today's meeting, there has been no indication that there's going to be a reversal from that position. The only thing that's been properly clarified is that Magowna House is a medium-sized hotel. It closed in 2019. Immediately beside it, there were three self-catering bungalows, and the minister made it clear to us that a fire cert issue means that the main building of the hotel cannot be used residentially. You cannot sleep there by night, but it can be used recreationally and for mealtimes. So he said for the next fortnight, he anticipates that just those three outside bungalows, the self-catering units we'll call them, that just they will be used. But the indication I got that is once that two-week period is over, he expects a fire cert to be in place that will allow for a higher occupancy in the entire facility.
So given that the contract is to remain in place, given that the fire certificate issue, it seems, is going to be addressed, what would you be saying to the protesters who've mounted this blockade?
Well, I will accurately report back to them today, as I have done in the last few days. I made it very clear to them that a lot of the issues they had highlighted around fire certification and all of that, they can all be ameliorated and fixed, you know, relatively easily. What cannot be fixed, and this point remains, and this is what I dug in deep in with the Minister O'Gorman this morning, is that the location of Magowna House, its suitability, that cannot be changed. And I want to be very clear here, this. About 4% of our entire county population in Clare at the moment is made up of Ukrainians and people seeking international protection. They're very welcome. And there's good reason why, and we're very sympathetic to their cause, there's good reason why we're not on the RT Lunchtime News talking about the 20 other facilities in the county, because they're very well run. They're well managed. There isn't a squeak out of local communities. We're talking about this as politicians of the county because, number one, lack of information. Number two, lack outrightly of suitability. And number three, there are so many questions still unanswered. But look, if the minister will meet with the residents, which I believe now will come out of today's meeting, that some of that can be brought to light. But look, the headline thing here is that I don't think they're going to be closing the facility or rescinding any contracts.
Just a final question, Cathal Crowe. We've reports this morning that the people taking part in the blockade of the hotel sought to go on board a bus that was bringing some of the men, not too sure where, perhaps to Ennis for the morning. Is that acceptable, that they should be seeking to monitor numbers going in and out in that kind of way?
I'm not privy to that. I've met with the residents many times over the last few days. I found it to be very reasonable. And in all the meetings I have, we've had reasonable discussions. And it's for that reason why I and other politicians on all party basis are represent their concerns. I haven't heard anything of situations like that. But I did hear in today's meeting that the bus transportation, which is key in a rural area like Inch, that will be improved, I think, by Minister O'Gorman and his officials.
Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe speaking to me earlier. Well,